Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your fish shot, girl. I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of our day. It's my pleasure to be part of yours, and my website is www.jbsba.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. Listen to thousands of archives, read hundreds, maybe thousands of articles, something under 10,000 articles, I think, there, and a lot of other things you can do there, including finding out more about our Brain Trust members and linking over to their sites and just using them as a tool, using them as an outstanding resource, which they are. Let me introduce you to our friend, Ethan Henneberry. Ethan R. Henneberry is the Associate Dean for Executive Education at Columbia School of Business in New York City, and he's with us right now. Ethan, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And folks, I'll remind you that I'm at the Dolce Center for Leadership and Innovation here in Norwalk, Connecticut. And if I'm not mistaken, Ethan, you've used this facility, haven't you?
Yes, we run some of our executive education programs at that facility, a great facility.
It's a beautiful property, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Great location as
they
well.
They do a great job here, and there's a lot of things going on, a lot of busy activity going on around me here, folks. I'm out kind of out in the middle of everything and seeing people coming and going to these meetings that they're having. They're having a leadership council around the corner here, which I'd like to stick my head into and a little bit later on and see if I can learn some things. Ethan, one of the things I know you focus on is executive education, and I'd like for you to tell us what that means.
Well, executive education are basically non-degree courses that can range anywhere from 2 days to 4 weeks in length. And what you get at the end of it is a certificate, and they're basically training and development for executives. And generally, participants who come to our programs are sponsored by their organizations. And we run both open enrollment programs, which are open to a variety of organizations, a variety of geographies, and then we also run customized or tailored programs for a particular organization that wants to do something, let's say, on leadership or
so you
on
offer,
strategy.
So you offer some general curricula for people who just want to come in one at a time, and then you also will offer a closed session, so to speak, if a corporation wants you to develop a certain curriculum, a certain angle of education, you offer that for their group.
That's right, Jim.
Okay. Now, talk to us about some of the things that you might. Let's say that there are small business owners in the tri-state area here who would like to drop in on some of these. How would they find out about that? And what would be an example of something that they would see in your catalog?
Well, they could find out about it by giving us a call. Let me give you our 800 number. It's 800-692-3932.
And they can find out about you on the website?
Also, absolutely. It's www.gsb.columbia.edu / exec ed.
Okay. So what are some of the – tell us about the catalog.
Well, let me tell you about some of the upcoming courses that some small business owners, entrepreneurs might want to come to coming up. We've got a course coming up called Finance and Accounting for the Non-Financial Executive. And I think this is really
a must. That sounds like a lot of small business owners.
Yes. that is really a must for any business owner who really has never taken a course in finance or accounting. And as we know, accounting is the language of business. And if you don't understand that language, you're at a disadvantage. And we get a number of small business owners, entrepreneurs who come to that course, and the next one is running right here in New York City begins December 6th and runs through the 10th.
And that's on the financial training for non-financial managers. And by the way, folks, I want to dispel one myth here. You know, Ethan, a lot of people who own small businesses don't think of themselves as executives because they know that when the janitor doesn't show up, they're the janitor.
Right.
But you know what, folks? If you make payroll on Friday, you're an executive. You know, if you're where the buck stops, you're an executive. And some of you may not have a problem understanding that, but some people do, I think. And so don't be put off by this concept of executive education. You are an executive, and we all need to continue our education. And so, you know, I want you to realize that the curriculum that schools like the Columbia School of Business and others across the country, Ethan, I know you have peers in other parts of the country who are doing a great job as well.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the big advantages for a small business owner or an entrepreneur to come to one of our programs is even to get a kind of a sense. I mean, when you own your own business, you really, in some ways, your only peers are your competitors. And you don't have anybody you can talk to or kind of feel a sense of camaraderie or to learn from.
That's right.
So this is a great opportunity to come to a program and learn from executives all over the world and all over different types of organizations. And in fact,
what's coming out of the mouths of the people who are instructing you or teaching the classes. But you also, it's a great networking opportunity, and you learn from other people who are there just like you.
Yeah, and in fact, Jim, let me give you all a great example. We're running our senior executive program right now. It's a 4-week program for senior executives. The focus is on strategy, leadership, communication. And one of our participants is somebody who owns a business that is regional and competes with the Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this individual came here for a number of variety of reasons. One, small business owners tend not to have the time or take the time to take a step back and really look at their businesses strategically.
Right.
He also sought to gain some networking and some contacts, some different ones that he wouldn't have in the ordinary course of doing business in his region. And in fact, when I was speaking to him and asking him about what he was getting out of the program so far, he said, you know, I've already met somebody from China who is going to introduce me to some people there. I think there's a good opportunity for my product there.
What a great story. Ethan, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Ethan Hanbury, ladies and gentlemen, with Columbia School of Business. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Broadcasting on the road, I'm live from the Dolce Norwalk Center for Leadership and Innovation in Norwalk, Connecticut. And I'm going to be here all week, folks. Be sure to tip your waitresses. Ethan Hanbury is our guest. He's Associate Dean with the Columbia School of Business and especially in charge of the Executive Education Department. And folks, when we talk about executive education, we're talking about you. Ethan, I quoted Cato, the great Roman philosopher, in the last hour about something he said that I think you'll appreciate. He said, well, at the age of 85, he started learning Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his friends said incredulously, what are you doing this for? You're 85. Why are you doing this at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have. We can never stop learning, especially in the 21st century, can we?
Well, I was we certainly don't. And I was just saying to you, Jim, at the break, that my parents are still running their own business at 74, both of them.
That's great.
So, and they're still learning.
And it's a small business, small family business. They work together in the business?
They do.
That's the heart and soul. That little scenario is the heart and soul of the American marketplace, Ethan. You tell them they're my heroes.
I will.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, I'm really proud of them, and that's a great thing to do. But anyway, go ahead. You were talking about your mom and dad.
Yeah, so they've been doing it. They've been doing it for more than 40 years, and always a challenge to be involved in a family business. And in fact, growing up, you know, you kind of get in the middle of squabbles, and I'm sure some of your listeners
they're all nodding their head knowingly. All the audience is nodding their head knowingly.
Can identify, and that's why when you have an issue or problem, you know, you go see an expert, and that's one of the reasons why. When you're having discussions with your spouse or with your business partner about what direction to go, sometimes it's good to get an outside opinion. And really interestingly, what people don't expect from our programs that they get is some one-on-one learning. Yes, there's classroom learning, but there's also opportunities to work on specific cases or situations that you have at work and work right. one-on-one with a faculty member who's going to be able to give you advice, and also to work with a group that's comprised of people from different industries and different businesses and also different parts of the world.
Now, you mentioned earlier, you mentioned a four-week course that you teach. That's, what's that, at night, a couple of nights a week or something like that?
No, believe it or not, Jim, it is four consecutive weeks, and you are in residence for those whole 4 weeks.
Okay, small business owners can't do that.
A lot of them can't.
How do we get around that?
Well, we've got a number of other programs. Anyone should be able to spare a week, and our finance.
Some can't, and the only reason I'm pointing this out, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because you and I both know there were. Most of the time, your dad couldn't and mom couldn't have taken off a month to do that. And some can, but most can't. The point is there are plenty of programs out there that are set up for across the country, in the continuing ed programs and the executive ed programs across the country. There are plenty of those that are set up for people who just can't get away that much.
Right. No, there are. There definitely are. Some of our programs are 2 or 3 days.
Right.
And so it doesn't necessarily have to be 4 weeks.
The main thing is the main thing that I wanted to get across, Ethan, and that you're doing a good job of, is that there's all kinds of opportunity out there to improve your understanding, improve your education, to get some networking, as you mentioned earlier, thrown in there. Whenever we go places to do the show or whatever we're doing, we always meet somebody that becomes a resource for us, or we become one for them, which is great. It never fails.
No, it's one of the greatest values of going to a live educational experience. Mm-hmm. It really is.
So, what are some of the other courses that you guys would teach? You talked about the finance course.
We have a marketing management course.
Right.
Talks about the fundamentals of marketing, and also is very personal case oriented. In other words, you work on marketing challenges. I mean, every business has marketing challenges,
right.
And you know, if you can't bring in the revenue, then you're not going to be worrying about the expenses for much longer. You're going to have to close
exactly.
business.
What about management? What about management tactics and not tactics, management practices, best practices? You
sure,
offer some of those
sure.
as well, I'm sure, don't you?
We do. We have a course called High Impact Leadership,
right.
Which runs December 5th through December 10th. And this is very interesting in that,
you know, I tell you what, Ethan, I've got to stop you because we've run out of time.
Sure.
What this means is you got to come back because I know you got more to tell us.
Sure.
And I'd like to get you back on the show another day, and we'll talk about this some more. Before we do, though, I want you to give us your website one more time. I want my audience to be able to check it out.
Very happy to. Jim, thanks. It's www.gsb.columbia.edu/execed.
Thanks. Ethan, very, very much for being here. It's a pleasure. We'll do it again real soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Thanks. Ethan Henneberry, ladies and gentlemen, with the Columbia School of Business Executive Education Division.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.